I'm Mitch Kramer with Mission Network News. We celebrated when the Voice of the Martyrs co-worker Peter Yashak was released from a Sudanese prison. But the big question left hanging was, what about the Sudanese nationals who were left behind? Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor says yesterday,
the two men who are remaining in prison have been released with a presidential pardon. So that's Reverend Taour and Mr. Abdul Maula.
What a huge answer to prayer. However, this is just one small part of a bigger issue, the systematic persecution of Christians that still needs your prayer support.
There's a demolition order against 27 churches, and to my knowledge, that is still an issue and it's still ongoing. So we can continue to pray for that situation, that God would be intervening in that. And also we can be raising awareness of some of these other situations that believers are facing.
And a recent Pew Research report shows an interesting link between Christian faith and college. Statistics show that Christians with a college degree often had greater commitments to faith than those without a degree. Commenting on that report is InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Greg Howe.
I think what the Pew study points out to us is that the myth that people go to college to lose their faith is actually a myth. That, in fact, the secular university campus may be one of the most significant accelerators for faith that the evangelical church has.
InterVarsity's on college campuses, helping students wrestle with hard questions about the world and their faith. So would you continue to pray? Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.